Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Dhamini, and I'm the host of Gender Question. In this season, I'll be getting up close and personal on issues that really matter: our gender and sexuality that are so central to who we are.
The most I felt fear from the Taliban. Anytime when I went to the streets, I wasn't know, am I going to come back alive? Am I going to come back in a way of like not the Taliban throw the poison on me, or I might be harmed by even local, like especially in Kandahar city.
More than a week after the Taliban took over Afghanistan, after nearly two decades of conflict with American, British, and other NATO military forces, we caught up with Afghan artist Malina Suleiman, who fled her country nearly 7 years ago because of the Taliban. I first met Malina in 2013, when she had come to Mumbai for her father's treatment. Her father had been attacked by the Taliban as retaliation to her art. At the time, Malina, who lived in Kandahar, made sculptures and graffiti or street art. In particular, her graffiti of a skeleton in a burqa had captured the imagination of artists around the world. I wanted to be the voice of the youth and of the women in Kandahar who face similar restrictions instead of making paintings that would only be exhibited in galleries, she had told me then, sitting under a tree in the campus of the JJ School of Art in Mumbai, where she had enrolled for a short course while her father underwent treatment. She was 23 at the time. On returning to her country, Malina was asked by her family to stop making art, and certainly the sort that involved large graffiti works that criticized the place of women in Afghan society. Malina, however, managed to receive a scholarship to study in the Netherlands, and she went on to do a master's in art, hoping to return to her country someday and help her community of artists. In our most recent conversation over Zoom, she told me that going back is not a possibility anymore. At a time when Afghanistan was still not under Taliban rule, Malina said that her art helped her find a voice. It was a voice of resistance and it put her in danger, but it was necessary for her to survive as an artist. Now, as the Taliban takes over the country, what is the fate that other women artists like her face? Okay, Malina, thank you so much for joining the Gender Question. To start with, I remember the last time I had met you and spoken to you, you had come to Bombay. This was back in 2013. You had enrolled at the JJ School of Art for a summer course, if I'm not wrong. And you had also come under very specific and peculiar circumstances. Would you care to just tell our listeners a little bit about how you found yourself in Bombay, all the way from Kabul?
First of all, I would like to thank you for inviting me and also bringing me my voice to outside and more people can hear. So, and your specific question about when I was my experience in India, that was grateful, because in a way, like, I really needed a place to be safe and also to learn something. So I come to India for the safety, but beside the safety, also I learned new techniques at the Jujjar school. But on also I had a wonderful experience with the Indians, because they are very, very kind and warm people, and I felt myself there really welcome there. Yeah. So that was a great experience for me in Mumbai.
That's wonderful. So you had, of course, left Kabul because of very specific set of circumstances. Your father, of course, had been injured in an attack at the time that you had thought that they were the Taliban fighters who had actually attacked your father. And that is why you had brought him to Bombay for treatment. Why was the Taliban attacking your family?
Actually, I won't say yet that I thought about it. It was pretty sure.
All right.
And the reason that we come to Afghanistan, in one of the reasons was because of my own art practice, the way I stand for myself, also for other women and for the woman youth voice, that I wanted to bring their voice outside, and I wanted to let it know the residents of the Afghanistan, and especially in Kandahar, like as a woman, we exist. Like, please hear us. We are here. So in my most artwork were very provocative and very direct, and which I wanted in a way, because it was more like symbolic artwork to directly reach. No matter if it's it was not like only for the Taliban, but also for the residents of Kandahar, especially, which always they put the rights of the woman in a site. They think like, okay, a woman is like just a site. Side part, not like they think to give exact place equal as a man in the community. Sure. So in that work was a kind of provocative, but also more in a way of not, I assume it was not that they think about that, oh, it's just the voice of one woman, because there was raising more voices and there was a more people could think and make questions about it. So they thought like, okay, let's stop the first voice, otherwise it's going to be more and more, then it might be more difficult to stop.
Right, right.
And that was one of the reasons we come to India.
Right. And just, of course, for the benefit of my listeners, it's a good time to actually remind them that actually Malina used to be I don't know if actually you still continue to do that, if you've branched out to other forms of art. We'd love to hear more about that. But back in early 2010s, you used to make very, as you said, provocative graffiti work and graffiti art. And I still remember, you know, and these images were splashed across media houses and media channels and, you know, multiple news wires, I remember at that time as well. The most famous of it being the skeleton of a woman in a burqa, and that was provocative and very challenging. What were you trying to convey? See, you were in your early 20s; you were very young. You know, you yourself were fighting against your own family to learn art and to be an artist, right? So it was an immense amount of resistance, and then you went ahead and you chose the most visible canvas, which is a wall and a spray paint. So what exactly was that symbol of the graffiti? What did it mean for you at that time? What were you trying to say?
Actually, it was not only I did the graffiti. I also work a lot in exhibitions, and especially also most was in Kandahar. So in Kandahar, all the time, I find myself alone in exhibition. There was like a lot of people, but all of them were male. And the only one which standing one woman, it was me. Mm-hmm. So after a repetitive few exhibitions, then I thought, who is my work for? For whom am I going to make? Is it my work is just about the man? Is it I just want to represent to them? Or is it also women are included? Because one of my ambition was also to motivate and also to raise the other women's voices as well. So and that was one of the reasons that I select or choose also to work as a street artist. Because for working as a street artist like graffiti, it is I don't need to. I mean, the women, they don't have the permission from their home, like from their families or also by society in a way, to join in galleries or to come to my exhibition. So I thought like, okay, how can I reach to them also? So and then I find the platform, like the walls, I find a great platform that I can reach to them. To the women also, that they can see the work and they can also motivate it to start work as an artist.
Yeah.
So that was one of the reasons to start the street art.
Right.
And also it was more open. So if people want or not, they have to face. And that was one of the main target of me to see or have the bigger audience than the limited in the galleries.
Right. Yeah. So you were actually achieving so many things at the same time. On the one hand, you were bringing art, you know, out of this white cube space, out of this sort of very exalted all male, as you put it, you know, kind of a space. And you were bringing it into the street where, in fact, access has always been an issue. Access of women has always been an issue. And so to bring the art to the street itself, I think was a very big political act at that time. How did the conservative forces react to this? How did the Taliban react to this? And you were very young at that time. So how did you find the courage to actually continue to do this despite the threats?
The courage was my own life experience, to be honest. Because I also grew up in kind of very traditional family, and I had very, very limited of freedom. So I saw myself like how much I was suffering in a way of not allowed me to continue my study. When I was studying in Pakistan in my third year, I was forced by my family to bring me back to Afghanistan. And then not letting me, allowing me to continue my study even in Afghanistan and Kabul. So that was also a first feeling that came through myself. And then also, then I felt like, okay, how many more women are like me? I start to visit secretly more women in even like small villages and women organizations to hear them, what's their experience. And I saw like, okay, I'm not the only one. I'm not the unique. So that was also encouraged me. The most I felt fear from the Taliban. Anytime when I went to the streets, I wasn't know, am I going to come back alive? Am I going to come back in a way of like not the Taliban throw the poison on me, or I might be harmed by even local, like especially in Kandahar city. So I had this risk every time. But what was the resistance when I made a symbolic artwork? And then I come back, it feels like, okay, my voice and also more other women's voice as well is in a way of expressed. So that was also one of the biggest motivation for me. And also it felt resistance, like I needed something, some element to express. So I'm very thankful for the street art and also for my own art practice in Afghanistan. That let me to be alive, let me to continue my life. Otherwise, it was like I felt I was stuck in a kind of darkness and kind of like jail, but not say jail. So in a way of like very traditional restrictions. So an art gave me kind of survival, to be survive and to stay there. So yeah, that was the reason.
So now with the Taliban having, you know, taken over the country again, and of course, every day we see and we hear reports of, you know, people, of young women and children being beaten. We're seeing images coming out of the country of, you know, shop fronts being spray painted over, you know, eyes being blackened out of women's faces. So I'm just wondering, what would be the state of art? How can somebody like you, for instance, you know, even continue to do the work that you do and continue the kind of resistance that you would have done 10 years back? How can somebody else do that right now in the situation that the country is in? How difficult would it be?
Like, so, since I hear about the Afghanistan situation, I saw it. I hear that I am emotionally exhausted. I'm constantly thinking about the people there, about my family, which is still in Kabul, and about my friends, and all about other women, which is also hoping to find a way to go out. But what was it? The most also, I find a kind of anger in a way of like when the Westerns, so they come to Afghanistan, they gave a kind of hope, imagination, fantasy for Afghan women. The Afghan women, they are really talented, really smart, not only women, but also all the youth and the especially Afghan itself. They are very talented. So they start to find out to a kind of a way to develop themselves. They start to think about how to be in the international level, be equal. They are not, but still they are working on it. And especially like they give them kind of way, I hope, they smell Afghans, especially like women, they smell a little bit the freedom. I don't see this within these 20 years they were free, but they smell it, they touch it, they feel it, what it is to be free. And sudden, within a few days, everything took from them. It is shocking for everyone. Also for myself, when I see like the situation, like I'm in Netherlands since 7 years. And one of my hope was to go back to Afghanistan. I did here my master's in art, and I'm doing my fellowship at Van Abbe Museum. I'm learning new techniques as an independent artist. I'm having exhibitions, not only in the Netherlands, but also in Europe. So one of my, anything like when I learned here, even my master's, one of my wish and hope was that I'm learning this is not for me, but I'm going back to Afghanistan and I'm going to help all other artists who are not so much familiar with the contemporary art and the methods as Western art is. So, and then this hope, which keep me going on, learning new methods, this hope is also taken from me. It's really painful to see like what I was learning, doing, wanted to go back, and now suddenly like, okay, it's not possible. And the second question comes, which you ask, what is the artist now doing, how they are taking action according to the situation?
Yes, how difficult is it for them now?
It is now in this moment, it's, as I say it, it's a survival. First is the safety of the artist. If the artist itself is safe, then there will be a question if they can make an art. But now they are looking for their safety. No one can go out of their home. And also what the Taliban promising, all the media which they shows that we are not going to kill anyone and we forgive everyone, like this kind of all kind of false promises. In reality, I am in contact with Afghans there, with my family, friends, and everyone there. Not everyone, but most. The Taliban, they started their mission already, even in Kabul. At midnight, they going to one by one homes, like more who work in especially military forces or work with the NGOs, and to their home to take out their homes and kill them. Also, they warrant more journalists. If the journalist says about this situation, most journalists, not most, but some more journalists already disappeared from their homes in Kabul now. So everyone has so much fear even to talk about it, to say it. So question comes about the artist. If the artist to do any action is the sentence to death. As an artist, I don't want them to take any actions now, those who are in Afghanistan now. First is their safety is very important. In that way. And also if I see it future for the artists in Afghanistan, I don't see any future, especially who are musicians, who are performers or working as in a theater or a different platform. They have like sculptures they make or most artwork like myself when I was there is very provocative. So they are not accepted. They don't have any future.
So in the worldview of the Taliban, any kind of an art, any kind of depiction, any kind of performance is actually looked down upon, and it is something that can invite punishment. Is that right?
If I talk about the last experiences of the artists during the Taliban situation, when the Taliban was there like 20 years ago. So what is the art? Is if the artist painted something like a beautiful flowers, a landscape, and even they take out the sculptures, you know, they break all the historical sculptures. So the sculptures were not allowed it. So what is it? The artists all painting something beautiful things or writing Arabic words. That is art. But that is not the only art. So the art is also has very restriction as other studies or they give restriction to other things. But the art is like for the musicians, for the performers, there is no place anymore. And so I, what I have requesting or thinking about most in like American troops or Canadians or different countries, they are trying to save the people who are more work with them or some special cases. No one is talking about the artists in Afghanistan. What is going to be happening with them? Like one of my really good friend, and he is an artist, and his work was very provocative and is really against of the Taliban. And he made even his radio channel that youth, they can have direct voice. So what about his life? Is he will be safe? No one can guarantee that. We don't trust on the Taliban.
What I'm wondering also is, As a woman who was an artist, as a woman who, in fact, you, as you described to us earlier, you chose your art as a way of rebelling, as a way of resisting against exactly the kind of ideas that the Taliban stands for today. For other women right now in Afghanistan, what is your biggest concern in terms of how the Taliban is going to let them be?
Like most of the things what the Taliban said, I said it is really false. In a way of like they told to all journalists they can go back to the media or their jobs, right? Like our TV is called Mili TV, Mili like the international TV of Kabul.
Okay.
Mili TV is really big. And that TV, all the women, the workers, employees, they come back to their job. Taliban send them back to home. And told them, we hire a man, you stay at your home. But in the media, they are shouting that all the journalists, the employees, they should come back, which is not true. Also with the studies is very limited because my sister, she is studying in Kabul. She is in an American university, and which is all, her last year. She has the exams. Her exams are postponed. And then also one semester is left. So the Taliban is not yet sure if they let them to study, and also they will involve, they will reduce the subjects which they already studying, which is more in international level. And they will add more like kind of Islamic subjects, but very extra. So if the really people wants to learn, to have more knowledge about Islam, they will go to mosque, they will find other way to learn, but not to force them. So somehow also what they say is we will let the woman to study.
Yeah.
So which grade? What is their limitation? They talk about the Sharia law. Like the Taliban, which they talk about, the women are have a right under the Sharia law.
Yeah.
But Sharia law is interpretations of Holy Quran book. And interpretations are done many different ways. Like in Saudi Arabia, or in Pakistan, in Iran, there is a different interpretations. So which interpretation are you talking about? Make it clear.
Right.
So most is their culture is above than the itself, the Islam. Because in a book, Islam, it comes, the woman show the face. It's her identity. The woman should have equal rights to study and to have a job and have a business. That is in Islam. But if they really say we are Muslim, they don't have rights to tell women to cover the face. That's the first question.
Right. So I'm wondering, Malina, when it comes to showing solidarity to, you know, women, to women artists, I mean, as somebody who has grown up over there, as somebody who's had the career arc and artistic arc as you have, what is the way in which one should show any kind of solidarity? What is the kind of solidarity that women artists and women in Afghanistan right now need?
I can expect from the artists or from the Afghans who are not at the moment in the situation in Afghanistan. They have more possibilities to have some action or to do something about it. Like especially first is like as much as possible that we can go outside through the media and we ask for support for Afghans, especially for Afghan women. This is the time that we really need to support them and try to find out the way to make them out of Afghanistan. What I'm thinking is if we ask everyone, ask like to big organizations, NGOs, if each organization, I'm talking more Western organizations, if each organization support and help one woman to make out of Afghanistan, then it will be a lot at this time, like help and support a lot of Afghan women, which is really first priority and needed. And the second is, as an artist, what they can do is more artists, they already start to stand for some demonstrations and try to raise awareness or stand for kind of Afghan rights or help for their help, and the Western society as well. Like, hey, my people really need now the help and support. Please help them. Please stay with them. So that is one of from here we can do. Like, what was it? I just had a very small event. I asked in a Facebook. And that was, I asked for myself, like, okay, as an Afghan artist, what I can do from here is more like in the spiritual way, in prayers to self support them, but also let the other inform, like, what we can do. Let's be together all. So I asked I asked a lot of Dutch people. They come also. We went to the park and we make a really big, beautiful mandala. From the flowers and from the branches, because mandala is the symbol of the universe. So what is it? The second step, I want to make an online platform.
Okay.
That they can exhibit their work in an online platform and still to keep their creativity alive. And from there, we will see what we can do more. Maybe you can invite them for the exhibitions outside the Afghanistan or to see. So that's first thing, like give them a space or platform that they can show their works.
Wonderful. And just to end this, Malina, you had started off by talking about how you wanted to go back to Afghanistan, back to Kabul, and a lot of what you were studying, a lot of what you were yourself learning in the Netherlands, you wanted to put that into practice and actually even, you know, help the artist community back in your country. Do you see yourself returning to Afghanistan now? What do you see happening in the future for yourself?
I guess you see, you know this question, obviously, what will be the answer? So if you ask this question, if I want to return now, I guess this is a time to let other artists go out of Afghanistan, not to return now. And if I return there, first is, am I safe? I don't see it even for a second myself safe. And the second is like, I wanted to help other artists and practice what I learned in Western's art society. Can I really bring that? And with this limitation of the Taliban, I don't see any platform for myself. I don't see any way that I can go back. And that is one of the pain. Because the time when I left Afghanistan, I come to the Netherlands, it was the decision of really fast. I left all my artwork, my sculptures, paintings, all work. And I come to the Netherlands. Until now, I have no news about my artwork. I really don't know where they are. Are they safe? Are they broken? What is happening with that? And one of my also wish was to go, when I go there, I will see at least if I find one art of me, that would be a greatest succeed for me, that if I have one work of me.
Sure.
So for an artist, it's a really painful when it lost all the works. So, and with this coming with the Taliban, I don't see any hope going back even to find out, to find my own artworks, which is there.
This is your host, Dhamini, signing off. You can reach me on Twitter at Dhamini or on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. To listen to more podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.